Hey folks, Pat Birch here. Birch's Guide Service, giving you a fishing report here for Tuesday. The weekend fishing was a little bit slower. We had to deal with a lot of winds, high winds. Boy, Saturday was really rough. I'm sure we had sustained 25 mile an hour winds with gusts even higher than that. So seemed like Friday, Saturday, Sunday is just it's a battle of the wind. You really got to be careful and go to the windward side of the lake. With those northwest blows, we spent a lot of time up on the north end of the lake. You know, get a mile or two out, and it starts getting pretty rough. So didn't have a lot of luck on the sand break, and fished anywhere from 23 out to 29 feet. That's typically a good area to be fishing this time of year. They just weren't going. We picked up like one in a couple hours, so had to bail on that. Spent the rest of the weekend fishing out in the basin from there. And that was a bit better. Still wasn't great numbers. We got 14, 15 fish each day, a couple of perch picked, and also a couple pike mixed in. So I wasn't the best fishing in the world, but it wasn't the worst. So kind of right in the middle there. I'm still pulling the lead core. I don't know why I'm getting them in the basin still. They're still out there. So reports are from guys, though, that they are getting them shallower in the evening. So if you are coming up in the evening, you're going to want to give that a try. I spent most of my time fishing from about 8:30 to 5 p.m., so I didn't get out in the evening here over the weekend. But boy, our moon's looking pretty good. About half full here last night, so I would think any night here this week, a guy could start getting out. You'd have some pretty good success just trolling in the shallow rocks there in that 6 to 10 foot of stuff. That's typically what we do this time of year. I know there's a couple fall get-togethers this weekend for different internet companies, Lake State and Fish in Minnesota both. So I know it's going to be a prime weekend for trolling. You guys should have a good time if you're doing that. Just crankbaits I've been using this weekend. One day Fire Tiger was the best. The other day was kind of a crawdad color. And then the blue chrome, you got to stick with those. Those three colors have kind of seen the best here this weekend. End of August there, when it was full moon, trolling shallow, it seemed like white was a real good color. So if you're going out in the evening, I know that'd be the first color I might be checking. A Wally Diver, white one with a red nose, was pretty good for us. So if you're coming up for the evening bite, that's what I would try. Be safe out there. Make sure all your lights on your boat are going to be working and everything so that we don't have any accidents here with the night trolling. Thanks for tuning in, and good luck this week.